Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bloodworth scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. York reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Gromick now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mills, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. York scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trout. Hockett moves to third. Mills moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Harris catches it and throws to home to double up Hockett. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mills moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth strikes out. There goes Trout. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Trout moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. York takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denning moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack throws towards first. Fleming fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fleming. McCoskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross now playing right field. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Al Milner. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning fires to first and picks off Trout. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Mills moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Heath moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Charlie Fuchs now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Ray Mack. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home. Tebbets drops the ball. Fleming scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Tigers. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Gaffke moves to second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 3 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner scores. Gaffke moves to third. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Oscar Grimes pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Oscar Grimes now playing second base. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett bunts towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Hockett moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mills bunts towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath is walked intentionally. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.